Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the DDP. We're talking about some of the things that the early church did not give us, and that is structure. But I want to say it better. I said it yesterday, and I want to try to put a little better twist to it today. When Jesus ascended to the Father, he did not leave the church that he was developing, and the church is developed and built upon Christ and him crucified. He did not leave us a system, but rather he left us the Holy Spirit. Now, what does that mean? By a system, I mean some way or structure by which to have service. When Paul dealt with the misuse of the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, he did not then set out some pattern by which we were to follow and have service exactly the same way, because he knew that Christ didn't leave us with a system. We were to be led by the Holy Spirit. We were to do exactly what came to our hearts to do, not some formula. A system tends towards control, and that control tends to create a coffin-like atmosphere in the church. And so what ends up happening is when a system is implemented in a church, and I get a little sick in my stomach when I hear church leadership say, "What system are you using in your church? What system of worship do you have? What system of preaching materials do you use?" I get a little sick because I wonder why we needed a system when we had a built-in barometer called the Holy Spirit. But that whole control issue comes up a lot in when you start to see people function within community, like they begin to have groups of people at their home. And in their home groups, they talk about the grace of God and they share about the love of Jesus and they feed off of one another's testimonies and praise. And they help one another by praying over one another through their needs. And they do, as James said, they confess their faults to one another and they pray for the sicknesses and they believe they are having effectual, fervent prayer because they're all the righteousness of God. The moment that you start to see that develop in the church, what happens is a lot of times, I don't want to paint the whole church with the same brush, but a lot of times the church will start to issue some sort of control so that these groups don't get out of hand. In fact, you'll hear church leaders asking one another between churches, they'll say, "How do you control the house groups in your church? How do you control the cell ministry in your church, the small group ministry?" These are all buzzwords for that. And the answer should be, we don't control it at all. They have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is all you need for control. We've become so business-minded in the church. There's nothing wrong with having a good business mind. I guess I have a halfway decent business mind. My undergrad work was in business. I'm a part of businesses. I would probably do more of that in the future. But that doesn't have a whole lot of place in the working and the functioning of the church in regards to being led by the Spirit. There's financial business and all that jazz, but we don't set up the church like a business with a hierarchical structure. At least we shouldn't. We do, and it's to our detriment. But the church is led by the Holy Spirit. There's leaders over the church for the development of the saints. But this control business on when you can do this and make sure everybody's teaching the same lesson and we ought to have a couple of songs so that we can develop this guitar player and then we need to develop a nursery program and I'm going to structure it around so and so. The minute that stuff starts coming in, the structure starts restricting, and then people are not free to just be. I'm going to keep going here tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.